noise wasn't me breathing. I was just scraping it on the table. Big difference. But reminds me to give a tribute to Jennifer Soloway. Is this on? Is this on? I can see that brings back memories. So we've been talking about our vision and measurable goals development. And what I wanted to do before I sum up is also provide some context for you, because you know, some people might say, well, gee, is this, and we've had some questions along these lines about, is anybody else doing this kind of thing or different components of our work here? And you board members in particular have been involved through the last Water Quality Coordinating Committee meeting, not the one in San Diego, but the last regular Water Quality Coordinating Committee meeting, on providing input for the strategic plan for development. And we have other parameters that we have to deal with, and so I want to talk a little bit about the context of this work vis-a-vis some of those other things. So as I mentioned, we have the strategic plan that the State Board is now revising. We've had one for 13 years now, I think, different versions of it. The State Board is revising that now. The State Board has received input from you and your fellow board members across the state, and I think it's on the docket for next month at the State Board for adoption. And the current draft is on the website. We talked about sustainable land management as one of our goals. We have, by order of the legislature, signed by the governor, AB 32, which is the Global Warming Solutions Act for California, which says that we should also be, all state agencies and all Californians should be making progress towards a more sustainable state. And again, it ties back to our work of having sustainable land uses, having sustainable watersheds. We have our basin plan since the 70s, which is kind of like our master plan, our general plan. And our vision work is very much in concert with the goals that we've laid out in the basin plan, of course stated in different ways, but very compatible. And one of the things that we've talked about, of course, is with our vision work is the need for updating the basin plan. Matt Keeling was talking about that specifically, for example. We also have our watershed management initiative, which goes back about 10 years, Allison, and okay, maybe 12 years. And what that emphasizes is that, and Michael brought this out, that we've been thinking along these lines for over a decade in terms of watershed management. So here we've kind of started from scratch with our vision work. What did we come up with for vision? Healthy watersheds. And yet we go back in time. What were we focusing on in terms of trying to be effective in what we do? It was watershed management. Now Allison is going to be taking our watershed management initiative and incorporating what we're doing vision-wise, not duplicating, but using it as a tool so that it's compatible. And this gets back to this idea of aligning our organization and virtually everything we're doing with our vision work. Another concept here is trying to become a performance-based organization, which is kind of a fancy name that really just relates to our performance being judged by what we're actually accomplishing and having measurements to demonstrate what we're accomplishing, and that those accomplishments are on target, that they're meaningful, that they're going in the right direction. So for the strategic plan to demonstrate that we're not off in left field here in terms of the way the State Board is going with the overall strategic plan, and I think one way to look at our vision work, for example, you could say it's kind of like a regional strategic plan that's appropriate for our region, one way to look at it. But as, again, an example of compatibility with the direction that both the State Board with the other regions is going for the strategic plan, as well as what we're doing vision-wise, if you look at the definition, various terms we've used to try to define healthy watersheds, which are up here on the wall behind you, up there it says functioning watersheds, that the implication there is ecologically functioning, acting as more like a sponge, like a watershed should, instead of like a gutter and just having water sheet off. We've used the term sustainable watersheds, gets back to sustainable land management, and this term of sustainability here. So, like I said, the State Board has got a, what they think is a pretty final draft, and let's look at some of the verbiage from that current draft. And I'm going to violate the rule that I've given the staff here, not too much text on the screen with these overheads, but I'm quoting from the plan here. Healthy watersheds that provide clean, adequate surface water and groundwater and support healthy riparian and wetland habitat are essential to support state resources and the economic future. So this looks familiar. And we've got groundwater, clean surface water, riparian areas. We've generalized that a little bit more, being a coastal region, to say aquatic habitat, which includes marine areas. But this is extremely compatible with what we've been talking about this morning. Here's another. This is from a different section. A strategic plan is designed to support functioning, sustainable watersheds where progress can be measured through our basic environmental goals of healthy surface waters and groundwaters with sustainable water supplies. Again, there's pretty close parallel to what we've been talking about with our measurable goals, and a lot of the definitions are pretty much the same.
So, Roger?
Yes?
Where'd that language come from?
From the draft strategic plan that the State Board is considering next month.
But how'd it get in there? Was it in there in its first
what are you driving at?
Version?
Well, one of the things I didn't mention here is that, you know, it's the legislature that came up with this, for example, and we have limited influence in terms of legislation. This is the State Board's document, and this is something we have complete control over right here. But we have influence. And, for example, with sustainability, the State Board just last month, I think it was, adopted an updated resolution on sustainability. And we provided a lot of input for that, and a lot of that was incorporated in what the State Board adopted. We were able to provide some additional reinforcement for low-impact development, for example, and its role in sustainability in watersheds. That was really what the State Board wanted to do. They wanted to reinforce the importance of low-impact development through that resolution. So we provided a lot of input for that resolution. Whoops. And a lot of that was incorporated. Similarly, with the strategic plan, we provided a lot of rewriting of the initial draft of the strategic plan, and a lot of that was incorporated. Is that what you're driving at?
Yep.
Okay.
And more, even more specifically than that, you did a lot of that work.
Okay. But I will say that it's a lot easier to do that kind of work, whether it's me or anybody else, by us articulating our goals. And that's a lot of the benefit, a sort of a side benefit, but a very important side benefit, of us working together and articulating these goals and the direction we want to head. So that when we get opportunities for input for some of these things, it means we already have a framework. We already have a mindset of which direction we want to go. And we provided more input, I think, than in any other regions on those two documents, for example, as far as staff-level input. And it was pretty easy to do because we've been articulating these things in terms of what we see as important. And we've got a big region. Our region is actually bigger than 8 of the states in the nation, so it's not insignificant by any means. And we have one of the most diverse regions in the state, with all the different kinds of land use activities and industry and agriculture, timber, and all the things we have in the state are in our region. It's kind of a microcosm of the state. It's not a one-dimensional region. And so that's another reason why it's kind of easy for us to weigh in on statewide issues by articulating where we want to go and coming from a diverse, having diversity of issues. So it's another benefit of this work that we're doing. Okay, where was I? So this is another quote. I in the previous slide I mentioned performance-based organization. So here's another quote from the strategic plan draft, and it's talking about becoming performance-based organization where we have clear objectives, measurable goals. Sound familiar again? Targets for improved performance and tracking those. So again, I don't think this is going to change a whole lot when the State Board takes it up next month, and we're right on target with the direction of the strategic plan. So I'm going to switch gears a little bit. That was the context part, and sum up what we've been talking about this morning. This is really very challenging work. We're trying to carve out time for staff to be able to work on these things, and yet at the same time, it's not a matter of just saying we're going to provide X percentage of time for you to work on this other stuff. The real goal is to integrate this work into the day-to-day activities of what the staff are doing, so that when we're working in the programs where everyone has different responsibilities, to the extent possible, we're working in alignment with the overall goal of the organization, working towards improving our watersheds. So it's technically challenging, and from a standpoint of managing our time, it's very challenging, but we're doing it. We've talked quite a bit about the importance of scale. Karen was talking about the importance of scale, and that was demonstrated by whether we looked at the imperviousness, or if we looked at the land uses within 200 meters of the creeks. The scale is very important, and it can change the message, as you were talking about, Jeff. It can change the message depending on what the scale is that we're using, and the importance of metrics. Lisa was pointing out that, I mean privately, this is really a time where we're looking at ways of measuring things in a new way. You know, I think our region does a good job with the basic things that we're expected to do. Historically, we've done a good job with the things where the State Board wants to track us, like permit backlog. We've always done a good job not having a backlog, whether it's enforcement, keeping up on enforcement, how we're doing in terms of progressing with TMDLs, all those things, you know, they might call widget counting. We do a good job with that. But with this work, we're trying to say, beyond that, on a higher level, what is it that's really needed for the watershed? Because the lowest level is how many permits we upgrade. Another level is how effective are those permits? Are the permits on target? Are they doing what they should be doing to protect their little part of the watershed? And then the higher level is, what does the entire watershed need? And are we kind of missing the important parts of the impacts on the watershed because we're focusing on minutia by not looking at a bigger scale? So I think that's one of the most important things that we're accomplishing by this effort, is we're looking at it from a total water quality perspective. We're not missing the big picture by doing this work. Some of those metrics, for example, we talked about imperviousness already, and I already mentioned that the idea is to match the scale to the watershed needs, and that's going to be individual depending on the watershed. Like I said, it's challenging, but we're doing it. It means that we're looking at different kinds of problems, different kind of dilemmas. By the way, problems have solutions, and with dilemmas, you just have to manage them. This also represents new opportunities, and I mentioned alignment One of the things we've been doing is aligning our grants priorities and trying to influence that. We don't award the grants. The state board does, but and other organizations. But we are trying to influence that in terms of aligning the priorities so that the grants are going to be effective in terms of what we need to do for our watersheds. Same thing with supplemental environmental projects. And, of course, there you have the ability, and we should be bringing you recommendations that are aligned with the overall vision. And that's part where the board teamwork comes in. You've got a terrific resource here with the staff that we have. We're very fortunate to have very talented staff. And I think it's a matter of teamwork. We look for your guidance and direction, and we need to have you involved with some of these kind of things that are not something that you can delegate to the staff, but I see it as us all working together as a team. Somebody, when we were talking about this the other day here, getting ready for this meeting, mentioned that we started with a lot of process, and it may seem to you where you get these periodic updates that we were kind of churning initially, and maybe progress wasn't as swift as you would like. Others, you know, it depends on where you sit. Others thought, geez, we're moving so fast. I think we did start with a lot of process, and it was necessary in order to try to get on the same page and figure out the best way to go. But now, as I think Matt was pointing out, we've got MO. And that's not an acronym for anything. It's we got MO. So let's go. And that's the end of my sum up. But we do have an opportunity for you to ask more questions of individuals or let us know if you think we're off track, if we should be redirecting, emphasizing other things in a different way. But now's the time for that.
Any board comments or suggestions or?
Can I just ask a structure question for the day? It's noon, and this meeting runs until 2? Is that right?
Well, we don't want to just fill the time.
No, so. I'm just trying to understand, is this a good time for a break before we open
the board? Okay, that's a good question. Carol has provided some light refreshments because we do have the barbecue this afternoon. So we have those available now, right? Yeah. So
clearly, I would like to make some comments, but I just wanted to understand what the time frame is for our part.
Right. So we could might be a good time to take that break and then come back and have some more discussion with the board.
And when are we supposed to meet to after this to discuss?
We have the subcommittee meeting as soon as the board meeting is done.
Okay.
Whenever that is.
Okay.
And then the BBQ is scheduled to start around 3 or so. Is it?
Okay.
Okay. Actually, one thing, since we might lose some staff here, we mentioned, you know what, I was going to say, let's have the people that were mentioned earlier, like Brandon, stand up so that you have a visual, but let's just have everyone stand up individually and just say who they are, because I know a lot of times, it's hard to put a name with a face. We'll start with one of our new staff members, Don Ely.
The Musketeer roll call.
and you come from where?
I come from consulting. I've been consulting for 17 years, primarily supporting Chevron and Unocal.
And you've been with us now for how long?
2 months.
2 months. Mm-hmm. Okay.
I'm Grant Heimbaugh. I work on the DOD program, primarily Fort Ord. I've been here 13 years.
Brandon Sanderson with the Stormwater Unit, approximately a little over 3 years.
Dave Paradis. I work with CCAMP.
I should say that we managed to pay Dave a little bit, but you didn't say how long.
Since 1995.
Okay, so Dave's been working for us for he's in his well into his second decade, and most of his time has been volunteer work for the board.
Andy Cheek, I work in the admin unit. I work with CWICS, the California Integrated Water Quality System, and the paperless office. I've been here 7.5 years.
Dominic Rock, I am in the stormwater unit, and right now I'm trying to marshal all these unenrolled MS4s under the general permit for phase two, and I've been here for 7 years, I think, something like that.
Don't ask me.
Yeah. Don't you? 7 years.
Yeah, I'm Larry Harlan in the Watershed Assessment Unit, working on TMDL projects, and with Karen in the assessment team.
Hi, I'm Steve Seiss. I come here from the State Water Board for 15 years. I was over there, and I've been here 1 month, and I'm working with Angela in the Grants and Basin Plan Unit.
I think Steve is our newest employee.
Been there for 15 years. There's no reason why we
can't. I'm Phil Hammer. I've been here for about 2 months, but prior to that I worked for 8 years with the San Diego Regional Board, and I'm working on getting the Santa Cruz municipalities enrolled under the stormwater permit.
Okay.
Over here.
I am Monica Barricarte. I've been here 2 months, and I'm working with Allison and Angela under the conditional agricultural waiver.
Hi, I'm Tamara Presser, and I've been working here for 3 months, and I'm working on getting the unenrolled phase two San Luis Obispo County municipalities enrolled into the stormwater permit.
I'm Christina Seely. I work in groundwater cleanup on DOD sites and perchlorate sites.
I'm Kay Rathy. I'm a student assistant, and I'm working on doing whatever Cecile tells me to do.
I'm Cecile DiMartini. I am permit staff, but working under the watershed unit and part of that nebulous border that we're created within the region, and I've been here about 2.5 years.
I'm Karen Steckling, and I work in the site cleanup program.
Hi, I'm Katie McNeil, and I work in the TMDL program. I'm on the Healthy Aquatic Habitat team as a supporting member, and I've been here since 1994.
I'm Diane Glanville. I've worked here for 10 years, and I'm the grant analyst, and I work with Angela Schroeder.
Hi, I'm Mary Adams. I've been working with the CCAMP program since 1999, and this year I'm working on the 303D assessment.
I'm Dave Innes. I'm in the stormwater unit. I've been here about 3 years, and my region includes San Luis Obispo County and all of Monterey County. And also, I'm working on the habitat, Healthy Aquatic Habitat team.
Yeah, I'm Matt Thompson. I'm currently supervising the stormwater program, 401 water quality certification program, and our timber harvest plan. Our program, and I'm really looking forward to implementing a lot of the work that's coming out of this vision process.
And how many years, Matt?
Oh, like 7 as an engineer, and about 4 years prior to that as a student.
Mm. I'm John Burney. I've been here 34 and a half years.
Mm.
Never expected applause for that. I've worked everywhere. Right now I'm in the underground tank program working for Chris Adair. And I want to add something that Roger said about, you know, we have no, let's go ahead. We're still in the process. We can't forget that. I emphasize that at every clean water meeting, team meeting we go to. We're still in a process. And we as individuals and as an agency are not process oriented. We are problem solvers. And at every meeting we've had, we have struggled with trying to go from from problem solving to a process. And we're still struggling with that. Lisa over there is the ultimate process person. And even in her work, I can see she's struggling with problem solving versus the process. And we can't forget this is an iterative process. We're learning as we're going. We're literally shooting from the hip with a lot of this stuff. Every presentation I make, you know a lot. So I want to emphasize that we're still learning. We don't think, okay, now we're going to go, we're going to get it solved, and we'll get it all done. It's going to be a long process. And as somebody mentioned, whether we live to see the ultimate culmination of our goal or not is going to be seen, but it's ongoing.
I'm Mike.
Just use your mic.
Michael Thomas, and I do whatever Roger tells me to do, and whatever anybody else tells me to do. And I've been here for years, and a few. 20 years. 20 years this year.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Thank you very much. I'd like to thank my mother and my father.
Applause. I forgot to put the applause sign up.
I'm Peter von Langen, and I've been here for about 6.5 years or so, and some other minor duties I have in addition to heading up the Healthy Aquatic Habitat team. There's a lot of marine permitting issues, such as power plants, desalination, dredging, harbor issues, and areas of special biological significance.
And Peter, what milestone did you just achieve personally?
I just got my PG.
Which is?
Professional geology registration.
I've been with the board for 16 years.
Mike's not on.
16.
John's got to turn it
You heard that, 16 years. And you know what I do, I think, pretty well. I manage CCAMP and been working on a lot on this vision process. And I didn't say this at the end of my talk, but I want to now. I've been here 16 years, and I have to say this is the first project that's really got me out of my corner. And it's been really great to interact with everybody a lot more because I haven't done a lot of that. I'm sort of focused, and I think that's been one really sort of unanticipated, at least for me, benefit being involved in it.
Don't give it to me.
Matthew Keeling. I've been here for, coming on 9.5 years now. Currently working in permitting up in Monterey County in the Peninsula area, and also transitioning into the groundwater protection unit under Sheila here sometime in the not-so-distant future. Primarily be working on the Guadalupe oil field cleanup and tank farm sites in this area here.
I'm Dan Niles. I've been with the water boards for 16 years. I started out in Region 1, did mostly cleanup, a lot of surface water, also permitting landfills, just the full gamut. And then I came here in 1997 to the Central Coast region. Been working in landfills, special project Casmalia, hazardous waste Superfund site, also the site cleanup unit.
I'm Sheila Soderberg. I've been here about 9 years, and I manage the site cleanup and now DOD program.
I'm Taya Tryon. I've been with the Water Board for 7 years, part of which was Santa Ana region. I manage the landfill program and the perchlorate sites, and I'm part of the clean groundwater team.
My name is Jan Ulrich. I am a bicycle rider.
He'll be providing autographs at any request.
Actually, I've been here 16 years now.
Hello, I'm Chris Rose, and I manage the Watershed Assessment Unit. We do TMDLs. I've been here for about 7.5 years.
I'm Allison Jones. I've been here almost 13 years, and I spent 2 years in Region 8 working on landfills. So I've been landfills, watershed management, and my shirt says the rest.
I'm Angela Schroeder, and I've been at this water board for, a little less than 19 months and 9 years at the state board. I have the pleasure of working with Grant, Space and Planning, and TMDL staff and participating on the Clean Groundwater Team.
I'm Lisa McCann. I've been here for 12 and a half years, and I'm currently the Watershed Protection Section Manager and the sponsor of the Sustainable Land Management Team.
And last but not least, I'm John Robertson. I supervise I've been here for 10 years now, and before that I was in the San Francisco Bay region for about 5 years. And I supervise the groundwater section, and I also participate, I'm the sponsor of the groundwater team, Clean Groundwater Team.
Thanks, everyone. Oh.
I have a question. What is the sponsor? I'm a team leader, and I'm a sponsor for everything.
We take them out to ice cream and things like that. Did I say that?
We missed two people, I think. Carol?
Carol Hewitt. I've been here 9 years. My primary function is to serve the board members. Roger Briggs, and some of the time Michael Thomas. Hmm.
And why don't we introduce ourselves, even though we have...
One other one. So you came in the middle of this. Can you tell us...
Who you are.
Who you are, who you work for.
How long you've been here. Don't look worried.
Well, besides running this office, I've been here since 1986, 22 years as an office assistant, receptionist, kind of girl that does a little bit of everything for everyone. And I work in the administrative unit. That's about it.
Okay, thanks. And hopefully you recognize us here.
We do.
What about Francis? Let Francis introduce
you. Okay.
Go ahead.
Okay, I'm Francis McChesney, and I've been an attorney for the State Water Board for 20 years this year. And I started out doing the Central Valley Board and the Colorado River Basin Board. Then I went to the North Coast Board for 5 years, and then in between I pretty much helped all the boards on Department of Defense sites. And then I went to the Central Valley Board in 1995, and then, as you know, last October, switched to this board.
Are you 34 years or 35 years?
Actually, this month it will be one-third of a century, and I want to invite you all to the party that I'm going to have for the two-thirds century one. So put it on your calendars. It's going to be a lot of fun. But actually, you know, it's not how long we've been at it, but how effective we are that's more important. So that should be our focus. You had a question?
No, I was going to have the board go ahead. And I'll start. I've been a board member, I think, 8 years now, which is kind of hard to believe. And I do remember a whole host of other staff people being here when I started. You know, there's been a real transition of staff. So it's interesting to see people rise up, you know, into the senior ranks. And I just wanted to say that I think our region is at the top of all the regional boards in the state. And primarily because we're on top of, I think, almost everything that we have to be on top of. And we really are very creative and find, you know, solutions to tackle, you know, tough problems. And I give that credit all to you, the staff. I think that the board is only as strong as its staff. And I think we've been very fortunate to have exemplary staff working in this region, you know, for a long, long time. Roger and Michael get some credit for supervising that, but you know, I think that it all percolates up, and so you guys really deserve, you know, a lot of credit for where we are today, and I think where you're going to take us by 2025. Russ.
course, I have my turn the mic on. My name is Russ Jeffries, and as you can see, I have my name here. Sometimes I wonder if I'm here. I was appointed to this board under Governor Wilson's administration in 92, and I've been here ever since, except for 1 year under the Davis administration, but I was reappointed. My background is a lot of water issues in the Salinas Valley. I'm the former mayor of Salinas, and I currently chair the Moss Landing Harbor District, which a lot of the issues in areas that were talked about today from the Salinas Valley flow into. And I'm quite concerned about stormwater and discharges. So I just want to echo some of the comments that Jeff made. Over the years of all the WQCC meetings that I've attended, and I've talked to other board members from other regions, we are the far best, most progressive, most interesting region. And without you people that are out here and some that have been here before you, you have been the pavers to the water quality issues in the state of California. And without your efforts, we wouldn't be where we are today. And what you have planned for us in the future is going to make water quality and stormwater issues the best in the state of California. So I applaud you for all your efforts and all your work and all your time. And don't think that we as board members don't appreciate all the hard work that you have done. And we take everything that you say, not with a grain of salt, but very deeply, and very interesting items that you bring to us that some of us have never thought about. So again, without belaboring all this, I just want to thank all of you for your tremendous efforts.
I am Monica Hunter, and I was appointed by Governor Schwarzenegger, which I consider a small miracle. No one was more surprised than I. That was in 2005. And my background coming into this, I'm an anthropologist by training, and I actually cut my teeth. My field work was in studying stewardship values in the Morro Bay watershed. And I look at Karen and Dave there because they're among the first people that I approached when I came to the area to conduct my study. And since that time, I have been looking across the, almost inconsistent with our region, looking at the community level at how people engage in sustainability issues, quality of life issues, and the decisions that they make, and kind of how they process the information about the sustainability of the resources they rely on. I'm currently program manager for the Central Coast Watersheds Project for the Planning and Conservation League Foundation, another small miracle that in the paper one day was, no kidding, an ad that said, we want somebody that knows something about watersheds and interested in communities. And I responded to this ad. I had no idea who Planning and Conservation League was. But I did know the name Fred Keeley, and I was very lucky to get involved with a fellow who's been in the state leading issues in terms of clean water, clean beaches. You might recognize that language from Prop 14, Prop 50, some of the bond monies that went into the programs that I now engage in. So I've been very lucky in applying my skills and my talents. But I would say the key word for me, and probably most engaging to me, is the innovation that I see coming out of this staff in terms of problem solving. It is so exciting and such a privilege for me to be involved with this effort, and I approach it in the most genuine way of thinking through, you know, what are the maximum outcomes that you guys have targeted for us, how we can benefit in terms of the understanding that we gain, where that information is going, and how we're using it in our everyday lives. So I, again, feel very lucky to be involved with this process, and I have every level of a deep level of respect for every one of you that comes forward, and I know the work that goes into it, and I see the quality of the work that comes forward. So we're relying on that as board members in considering the very grave decisions sometimes that we have to make about protecting water quality. So that's my story, and I'll look forward. I am hoping for reappointment. It comes up in September, so I'll keep you posted on that.
Well, I'm Dave Hodgen. I've been here a year and a half now, and still the newest member of the board. I have some experience with potable water and retail delivery. I serve on the Scotts Valley Water District Board and currently on the Association of California Water Agencies Board. But in the real world, I've been in the private sector, not working with government agencies. I've been a professional management consultant for 40 years now. This is the 40th year. I think staff and fellow board members have been desperately trying to keep me in line and teach me how to operate in a public sphere. Sometimes I get a little frustrated because I just want to do it. And they keep reminding me that we have procedures and rules and so forth. And the poor attorney has to try and keep me from saying things I shouldn't say and trying to rush around. But this has been a very interesting experience, and I've learned a tremendous amount here. And I really appreciate this group and think we're doing some important work. And I'm looking forward to our being able to actually measure progress. I'd love to see some charts up on the wall that show that we have been working on some issue and that we can demonstrate that the quality of the water in the San Lorenzo River is better than it was 5 years ago. And I hope I'll be able to stay on the board to see that actually happen.
Gary Shellcross. My background is basically in government. I was a district director to both Fred Keeley, Assemblymember Fred Keeley, and Assemblymember John Laird. I was appointed to the board in 99 by Governor Wilson, Davis, and reappointed by Davis and then again and then by Schwarzenegger. I just want to say I really appreciate the way that you guys make us look good, and any of you who've seen me in action, in my case, it's particularly important.
What am I going to say now? I'm John Hayashi. I'm third generation here in San Luis Obispo County, where I come from a farming background. We're just striving farm boys trying to make a living. I got appointed to the board at the same time as Gary did, and went through that first. I think that was the first time they ever sent any water board people through a actual Senate confirmation hearing. We had to show up. It was all because it was a power play that John Burton was upset that Governor Davis took the governorship away from him, and he was out to take it out on anybody that was being appointed by him. But nonetheless, we made it. And these guys made it. So we're here today. Anyway, I'd like to echo everything else everybody said. You know, your pavers. How do you come with a paver? Paver.
Pervious pavers.
Yeah. Well, yeah, like Gary says, I'm in the same boat as he is. You know, if you guys don't get everything right for us, we look awful bad. And if we look bad, then we're going to have to fall back and think about what's going on out there. No. Everything aside, no, I'm very happy with what's going on here today. And you guys all need to stand back and just look good. And the better you look, the better we look. So who's here less than 1 year? So as they say in the old West, this is going to be your first barbecue. Welcome.
Okay, so are we going to
take a little break
and then we'll come back and have some discussion.
Thanks, everyone.